Rise Guys Morning Show
with Matt Mann.
My mom would say, "Oh, Matthew, why'd you do that? Feel, say something to him." He'd just look at me and roll his eyes like the Undertaker and go, "Oh, Matthew."
Paige.
Just like the good book says, better late than pregnant. Oh, wait, that's from the Golden Girls.
And Fat Boy.
When a guy says a girl's going to be a heartbreaker, we know what that means. He can't wait till she's 22 and gets an OnlyFans because she needs money.
The Rise Guys every morning. 93-minute rock blocks all day.
93.3.
The Planet.
Rocks! But you know, but it does sound, yeah, and I'm a Peckerwood honky. I mean, I'm just
you
saying
are.
This. Like, I feel like I am stealing the valor or the heritage or whatever if I do roll the R's, or like if I say Samoa, you know, like the
yeah.
I only know it from wrestling that it's not Samoa anymore. Uh-huh. It's Samoa.
Samoa.
But I feel like if I'm saying, see, this is such a good outlet. Because, you know, if you don't know a lot of people of other whatevers, you know, like, and I don't not want to, but I'm saying, like, yeah, it's kind of cool to, like, say, like, hey, it just feels weird to me, you know? Like, if I'm sitting there, you know, like, you remember how Vince McMahon was that time with the do-rag and the backstage and Raw? Like,
he said the word.
You don't do it. You don't do it. But when, like, the country of Turkey now is Turkey. You know, mm-hmm. But I sound like I'm making fun of them.
Well, Kiev changed too. Like, changed that spelling.
Spell it with a J now?
Kiev.
No, yes. It was K-I-E-V, right?
Kiev.
Yeah.
Kiev.
Now it changed. I think it's Kiev now, right?
Uh-huh. Kiev. Like, as in Kiever Sutherland.
Yeah. They'll change it to a Q and it'll be Kiev.
Kiev. That's past tense.
I live in Kiev.
What is that? It's Paige cooking fish in the microwave. No, I think she queeves.
Oh, God. If that's the case,
almighty,
get thee to the doctor.
Woo! Oof. Lord have mercy, woman.
I don't think I've ever microwaved.
Okay, let's not.
Fish here.
Okay.
What are you doing? What are you,
no,
what
I feel like
problem?
You're doing like a shoot interview, and I love it.
I have never microwaved fish here because I don't eat a lot of fish.
Yeah.
I mean, processed fish. Salmon, yes.
Yeah.
It's the most racist segment we've ever done.
It's not. See, that's the. See, it's people like you, buddy.
Yeah, buddy.
That make conversations like this, like, outlawed or looked down upon when you're just asking a simple question. And this melting pot, like, I'm for real right now, 1-800-774-0093. I'm looking for international listeners right now.
Yeah.
I just had a thought bubble pop up from the guy from the dog scan. He goes, "Yeah, I know that's right."
I know.
Thought bubble.
This guy's face, like the Garrett Morris.
Blank your mammy, bitch. Like, while we wait on international friends to call, play that phone scam. It's 38 seconds of pure hilarity, and it will give new listeners some kind of context when we say things like, "Blank your mammy, bitch," and "I know that's right."
I can't stop saying it. All right, here we go.
Yeah. So worth it.
Hello?
Hey, I saw the white dog, bitch. So come and clean the my yard before I call the cops.
We don't own no mother dog, ho.
What the f***? Come clean this dog.
You clean it up, bitch. We don't own no dog. I ain't gonna clean up a damn thing. And now I own no dog.
I saw the white dog. I'm gonna come smear the on your door. You'll clean it then, I bet.
I bet. Put, you come on, I'm gonna blow your ass off, too.
You. You're gonna come clean this dog.
Your mammy, bitch.
Come clean this.
I know what else.
I know that's right. Off.
She never said she was gonna shoot me.
No.
Uh-uh.
She's gonna blink your ass off. Which, who knows what that means? Lord have mercy, Paige. Yeah, but just having conversations like that, like, what are we supposed to Google it or GPT it? Like, hey, computer, is it okay to say this? Or am I supposed to say salsa?
Hey,
or am I supposed to say salsa? But I feel like I'm...
Depends on who you're talking, speaking with.
Yeah, but see, that's the... You only find out if you try. And that's like a lesson in life. I mean, but certain things you don't want to try because you... Like, I tell you, I don't have a main bone in my body. In fact, boy, no, I don't want one. He always offers every time
I
say it.
He's going to give you a mean bone.
But I try, when I talk about things, I talk about like a lot of things, but never any way of, you know, any kind of way to demean. And you only find out unless you ask. But this tendency to rely on Google to tell us. mm-hmm. is that's weird.
Yeah, it's a crutch.
Because you don't want to go to your, hey, man, I heard, and you know, this was a thing the other day, and I had to respond to the email about it. I called myself a retard the other day on the show. I did. I called myself.
Is that appropriate?
I can call myself that. I defended myself with that. It's like, I can call myself that.
You just can't do the voice.
There's no voice. There's no voice.
Can you call yourself that?
I did, and so because bad. By the, you know, so, but this the defensiveness of just, I don't know, it causes the lack of communication to just stop and make people go into their corners, and you don't ever know the answer.
Can you call yourself a slur, like using that logic?
I was going, you know, I...
Hey-ho.
Well, that's not really probably what he was thinking, Paige, but I now that's something I would, you know, I would, yeah, I wouldn't do that, no.
You could have had a lot to pick from.
Yeah, I wouldn't
do that. You're assuming the worst.
But again,
you could have picked a fun one.
The person was like, hey, you know, I was like, I can.
Could have picked one that rhymes with the sink or anything else. Like I don't know.
My dad would say this. He said, I can say what I want to about my kids, but you can't.
That's the rule.
Well, I mean, I get that.
So I can say whatever I want to about myself. Like, who am I defending or offending other than myself and my mom and daddy in heaven? Mm. Probably my grandkids and my daughter.
So we got a call, but you might have to help me out with it because I don't know if it's real.
I'm sorry, I don't have the screen open. Is it going to be someone calling to complain?
I don't think so, but I was trying to figure out the voice. It's Joe from overseas.
Oh, God.
All right, Joe.
That's where
I love it.
Joe.
Hey, Joe.
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 Yes?
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Did Fat Boy write down from overseas, or that's what you said?
That's what I said.
Okay. May I ask, from what country?
I don't know if I should say that, but that's okay. I'm from Portugal.
Oh, wow.
Oh, okay.
What would be the alertness there to maybe not say Portugal? Like,
are you on the run? Somebody looking for you?
I'm just curious.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Here's the thing. I love America. You know, I've only country I've ever lived in, and you know, it's silly to say why wouldn't anyone else want to come here? And I don't know much about Portugal. It looks very pretty.
Full of Lisbons.
It's beautiful.
A lot of white buildings. I know. I've seen those in photos. But what brought you here to the States, Joe?
A long story, man. I came to work on a cruise ship.
Oh, nice.
Okay. So they would dock in Charleston. You live there?
No, Port Canaveral.
Oh, Florida. Okay.
Oh, very nice. Very nice. Port Canaveral.
And then
Lord.
I met my wife, and she's from over here. She's a traditional Thunder girl from South Carolina.
Yeah.
Aww.
I reckon.
Okay, I feel more comfortable now because yeah, I thought it was somebody putting on a voice, but he sounds real like Portuguese.
Now, okay, so this thing we're talking about here of like putting down the walls of like talking and, you know, like if you heard me, you know, doing a Spanish impression or you know, whatever.
Spanglish.
There we go.
Yeah, that's right.
Like, there you go.
Who is saying that? Where's the offense come from? Do you feel that? And certainly you're not speaking for everyone, but it's just something I think we should kind of try to figure out everybody together.
Man, but you're supposed to know that Portuguese and Spanish are two different languages.
Yes, they are.
Portuguese is harder, right?
Portuguese is like what they speak in Brazil. You speak Spanish.
Yes.
Correct?
No, I don't. I speak Spanish because I learned Spanish, but I don't speak Spanish.
He's
I speak
Portuguese.
You speak Portuguese in Portugal?
Yes.
What?
I makes no sense. Swear to God, I did not know. And Paige did because she, dude, see, this is what's good, Joe. You're teaching me now. Or not that I was teaching you anything, but like
Portuguese nuts?
Portuguese. Yeah. Oh, my God.
My grandmother was.
Are you
Portugal.
Singularly Portugueses?
Hey, are
like
you
American nooses?
I love it. Joe, can you hold on?
Yes.
Oh, we'll call you back. I want to talk to you some more. I think this would be an interesting thing.
You guys have a good show, but sometimes it gets really boring, man, with your guys' personal issues.
All right, hang up on me. Hang up on me.
I listen sometimes, but then sometimes you guys get too much, and I have to turn to another station.
I knew this was too good to be true. Joe, when you said we get too personal, what does that mean to you?
About your personal stuff. I don't want to hear about your personal stuff, man. I have my personal stuff, too. Tell me some jokes. Tell me some news. Tell me some good stuff. Like sometimes you guys say some good jokes, and I laugh and crack me, and people beside me on a road over here in Spartanburg look at me like, this guy's crazy, but I'm just laughing at your jokes.
So
when you get too personally about your own self, you know, it gets like, I don't need to know what kind of underwear you wear.
Who talks about their underwear? I don't know.
So if you heard like this right now, and then you heard us do another segment with, you know, do you think it's too much of like talking to you, or like if you were listening?
No, I kind of like to hear sometimes the guy then at the camera on a neighbor, or the guy that the parents moved to a cruise ship. You know, it's kind of interesting to know that. But
yes, you know, I got you. All right,
Joe, we love the feedback, man.
Joe, I do love the feedback.
Thank you. You're welcome. Okay. And I like you guys. It does sometimes get.
It sounds like you're straining the poo.
Yeah, mano.
All right, Joe, hold on a minute.
That comment. I'm sitting in the car. Make that comment. No,
you know, when
I'm
you say setting, toilet, it dude. Sounds like a bad word. Hold on, Joe.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Tommy Chong is Canadian.
Yeah, man.
Like, did you know that, Paige? Honestly,
no, I did not. I know. I thought he was
so
from L.A.
Here, you had a Canadian making American money pretending to be a Mexican.
Yeah. Guess what, Peckerwood? I got a surprise for
you. Mexican American! Is he back?
Joe's back!
Joe's back!
Joe, I'm glad you're back.
Okay.
Oh, well, let's just get right to it then.
Let's get to it.
A lot of people didn't even think you were real. How about that? That's wild, huh?
Gee, man, I pinched myself and I hurt now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not quite sure what you said there, but I don't think it was bad. I don't. So, Fatboy, your question, lead with it. So it doesn't get at...
You
said what it was.
Okay, you know, I'll start with that one. Do I have permission from you, Joe, to, do the impression? It could use some work, but I think my Spanish impression is not bad. It's just fun to do. I don't want to be offensive. So I want to ask you if I can use it.
I don't care. I'm not Spanish.
Okay.
See, here's the thing.
I feel like
you kind of are a little bit. Like, you're right there beside each other.
You can't tell him what nationality. It's like Paige off there. It's like, could you imagine going up to a Japanese person and saying, are you Chinese? How offensive is
that? I mean,
well, how else are you going to know unless you ask?
If you walk a mile to the right, you're in Spain.
I mean,
how
would you like know, like, hey, are you from North or South Korea? Well, I'm here now. What do you think?
Okay, so I'm Polish, and I was talking to people from Russia. And
are you Canadian?
Well, that's a good point, too.
What?
He asked if I was Canadian.
Oh, no. No, John Candy was. Okay, so the other question, other than that, we're okay to do the impression, man.
Do you have a big wife?
What?
I was just curious.
Who?
Is that the question?
A what?
A big wife. I didn't know if you had a big wife, like, you know, big, like, you know, fat. Is that the question you wanted me to ask? I ran by you a couple.
That is an insult, man. My wife know that. She'll be drag you to the street in downtown Greenville. No, she's not.
Don't answer that one. You know, it's just a stereotype I'm trying to squash. Is all it is.
Why are you doing this, fat boy?
Why in the world? Okay, here's the real question. What is the biggest... Because certainly something...
Woman you've ever met.
No.
No.
Don't
answer.
No. What is the...
I love you, Joe.
Because, you know... Like,
I love you, too.
My mindset is I do want, like, everybody to, like, to get along with it. But what is something that is bad that that maybe Americans do that maybe we don't realize that we're doing, that maybe we shouldn't do, that would, you know, not even offend you, but just kind of agitate you a little bit?
I think one of the things that it happens in Portugal, a lot of Americans are now going to Portugal because it's cheap living and a lot of coast, a lot of beach. It is that Americans think that money buys everything. I mean, everything. That's one of the pet peeves. Even over here, I see that, you know.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, I buy that. I don't. It's not for sale. No, how much you want? Everything is a price. Give me the price. No, it's not for sale. Which part you didn't got it of is not for sale?
Well, I never thought of that before.
Yeah.
That's a good answer.
Some things are priceless.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. Yes.
Wow. Okay.
Hey,
you must like
my
dress too. Well or whatever. Like people are like trying to like buy your clothes and your watch and maybe your car or whatever. That's interesting to me.
Joe has style.
Yeah.
Yeah. I burned through my two questions, Joe. I'm good. Big women and the impersonations.
Right.
Let me ask you this, and certainly this is not to be insulting at all, but like before you met your wife who lived here, did you ever have any kind of want or desire to come here to the U.S.?
No.
No? Okay.
Really?
Okay.
That's it. Sweet.
So you know what, boy, I tell you what, I'd have to meet the woman of my dreams. I'm not even kissing your ass right now, Joseph. If I met a woman, let's say, from any other country, and she's like, I want you to come live with me. I'd be like, that's a sign right there.
Like a big Austrian bitch. Like, yeah, well, I want you to come over here and live with me, Matman.
Yeah, I couldn't. So, Joe, you love this woman, do you not?
That's so sweet.
Yes, I do. I do. You see, one of the things that you guys don't understand is because you guys born over here, live over here, and some of you never get up from downtown Greenville, you know. So, is that... over his opportunity. So we decided, okay, if you go to Portugal, we have a better life, relax, you know, have a cup of coffee in the afternoon, have that appetizer in the evening before go for dinner at home and all that stuff, go to the beach, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But for your kids, you know, they have opportunities. So my kids both went to college, everything paid for because they are straight A students, you know. So things that other countries don't have that.
Ah,
how old are you, Joe?
That's too personal.
Okay, very good.
You might have been here longer than I've been alive. You know, I don't know.
Who knows? He doesn't care about your personal stuff. He doesn't care how old you are.
You know, Joe, it's not about who's real to your face. It's who stays loyal behind your back.
It is.
God.
That's okay.
That's a good... Write that down.
Yeah.
That was very good.
Maybe I'll Instagram it.
Maybe you will.
All right, Joe. Thank you. Hey, Joe, you call more, okay?
I listen to you guys. Don't get too bored, man. I listen to you guys.
Hey, mano.
Thank
all
you,
right.
Joe.
Thanks, Joe.
You take care. You guys take care. I have to go.
All right, adios.
Calling. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Au revoir.
People still don't think he's real.
How would you not?
I don't know. Like, I don't know. I was kind of, you know, kind of leery at first because you don't want to have somebody come on to perpetuate something and then it turns out like, oh, it's a roast beef between your legs. You don't want that kind of situation.
I said, I'm going to ask this question. And you were like, yeah, that's a good one. Do that one.
I really thought you were joking.
I think he's honorable to love somebody and make a life.
I wasn't even kidding about that. Like, you imagine you're
a real man.
You're on a cruise. First of all, the way he describes Portugal, I want to go. It's just like they don't work or anything.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Like
there.
They just, yeah, but
yeah,
like,
yeah, I guess not.
God, yeah, but like somebody's got to work and do something. I mean, like,
but it's real pretentious if you always go to Europe. Like, okay, we get it, you flex. It's, you know, it's real bougie.
But even saying Europe, like that's they even saying I'm going to Europe. Going to Europe. Let's narrow it down a little bit. Where are you going? What part of Europe?
Like, you know, are you going to go run with the bulls? What are you going to do? You going to chase the wagon cheese wheel down the hill?
Go to Italy and Portugal.
Because Rob's done all that stuff. Call Rob.com.
Oh, yeah. He didn't do the big bloodletting thing, though, which was crazy. Do you see that? That was scary, boy.
What now?
That's over in, Paige, Google search and correct me on this. I think it was Spain. They did some kind of religious I don't want to call it ritual, but some kind of tradition, let's say, where they slaughtered a bunch of bulls.
Oh, I can't.
And, oh, really?
And then it started raining real hard afterwards. Oh, God. And it like flooded the streets.
I think you're getting that confused with the latest episode of Dutton Ranch.
No.
Where they killed all the bulls.
That's real. And it started raining so hard, and like the streets were like covered in like, I mean, it looked like that's something terrible. From Left Behind.
Streets of blood.
It was weird, man.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Do you want to play with my ding dong?
Sure.
I think she does.
I mean, you can. Now, I don't want anybody to get confused when they hear that. I'm not talking about the snack cakes. No, Fatboy ate my ding dong earlier.
He did. Yeah. Can't resist.
I told him. I put it in the little cabinet. I said, that's my ding dong. And I go over there and I walk in. You saw it.
His big mouthful.
My ding dong was in his mouth.
I did.
Yeah.
Again.
Mouthful of ding dong. I could have fit two or three in there, to be honest with you.
I love ding dong.
I thought it was a snowball. I was like, that's something totally different.
It was about to be a snowball.
I was excited.
All right. That right there was...
man, if you laughed at all that, we know exactly what you watch on the internet.
You're high.
It's like we know what you're into.
Is that a declaration or is there a question mark at the end?
Yeah. Just hang on now.
What?
The Coyon bell was not meant for a rim shot.
Coyon.
Apparently it is.
I know it home.
I can't do it the right way. I'm just going to push it to the side a little.
Looper's got to show us. You have to
he's
have that touch.
Bring it in.
Mystery guest time.
Yay.
Someone who's never been on the show before. Someone that, as this person will tell you, I've tried. Lord, have I tried many times. And, it's not a good time. Or, you know, life just happens. And I don't know why I developed a lisp just then. But
baby,
life just happens, baby.
Hot times. You were thinking about hot times.
I was thinking about the American Dream to Thoreau, the son of a plumber.
No, I'm the real Virgil, baby. I'm the only Virgil.
Many of you have smiled because of this person. Many of you have laughed because of this. Many of you have tapped your toes because of this person. Many of you have said, what the hell? I think you said the wrong phone number. Ladies and gentlemen.
Snapped and clapped and touched your toes.
For the first time ever. Since 2005, when he first began making songs for this show, ladies and gentlemen, Dan from Columbia.
Yeah!
Wow!
What an intro.
I literally never thought this would happen, Dan, because...
I really didn't think it was going to happen, Dan.
Of stuff.
I'm excited.
And that was you there with the little NBA intro there.
Yeah, it was. Those are so much fun to put up for you guys. You guys are so creative, and it always sparks a lot of creativity for me as well. And
listen
so
to
it,
you.
It's great to talk to you guys. I know it's been 21 years, but maybe in another 21 we can talk again. But
we'll still be here, too.
Hopefully all of us will. But you guys are already giving me ideas because you're talking about how Fatboy ate your ding dong, and I'm already thinking like ding dong, the witch is dead.
Yes.
You know, ding dong, the Fatboy ate.
Yes,
God. I might have to get to writing that one.
That's perfect. That's perfect.
God, he's always in that mode though.
Yeah,
I was gonna say you probably like Fatboy just told me this. We could do a live listening reveal here because Fatboy's like. Hey, because what we do is we share like a Google Drive folder with Dan, and he'll send us, we get like a little notification says, hey, Dan just uploaded this new song. And, you know, we'll go listen to it.
Yep.
And Fatboy said there's a new one up. And I was like, you know what? I bet Dan was just listening to music, maybe out at the gym or whatever he's doing. And he heard that. And the way your mind is, it goes through that filter.
Yeah.
And then that's what, right? Like, I'm the same way. If I'm in a conversation with somebody off the air, I'm like, dude, this will be good to talk about on the show tomorrow. Like, this is good stuff.
Better write it down.
Is that the way you are as well?
Absolutely. And I have Weird Al Yankovic to blame, I think, for that. Because when Eat It came out when I was a child, I was like, oh, you can just do this. And that got me into Dr. Demento, which, of course, he just retired. But so ever since then, as a kid, you know, we'd make up songs about all the kids, you know, in the neighborhood, you know, having everybody had a song. We did. Do you remember the old, and this is really going back, but the Super Bowl Shuffle?
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember that?
Of course.
Yeah,
man, the Punky
so
QB.
So we made the Punky QB, and we made songs for every kid in the neighborhood, or a verse for every kid in the neighborhood, and we'd perform it for our parents. So
yeah, awesome.
We've been doing this my whole life, yeah.
God, I didn't but, have yeah, that many friends to do that. I could have done like the quarterback and the running back only.
That's
that was
it.
About it. Now here's one thing that a lot of people are texting here, and it's kind of like the from listening. You don't like when we give you ideas. You like doing your own stuff. I get that. Like if somebody says to me, like if I'm out at a party or something, they say, hey, I bet you're going to talk about this tomorrow on the show, aren't you?
Got an
I purposefully
idea.
Won't then because I think I'm doing them some kind of shout-out favor.
I told them to talk about that.
Yeah, so I could see where you feel that way. I do.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes it's obviously easier to just kind of come up with your own ideas than take somebody else's idea and wonder where they're at. But you've had some great ideas, I think, in the past. I don't know whose idea Tongue Punch My Fart Box was.
Right here, baby!
That was
legendary.
Yes.
Yeah, that was legendary.
That's actually on YouTube as well.
Yeah, that's right. I did see that now that you mentioned it.
Yeah.
And the other thing that you asked for at one time that you had suggested that was more of just like a genre suggestion was when you talked about wanting to do some old country music because, mostly you guys are playing rock and roll.
Yeah.
And I love that too. But I'm a big fan of classic country. And so when you suggested doing some classic country, I was like, oh, we'll do Luke and Bach, Texas. We'll do Jackson.
Dad blame. I didn't realize that about you.
Hmm. How do you do all the genres?
Oh, well, I like a lot of music from all over the world, but I've always got something different on. I'm just a big kind of audiophile, I guess.
Yeah.
But,
I'm glad that's the kind of file you are.
I love when you said that.
Dan, let's listen to this song together, and if you would like, and see.
The latest one that I'm looking at up top here?
The one that, I'll just ask it out loud, the AC/DC one?
Oh, yeah.
Is that the one or no?
Well, there was a different one.
Oh, I didn't know.
I got that one, too.
Well, we could do two then.
All right.
All right, here's this one.
We are TRG.
We're the Rise Guys.
TRG.
Call our phone line.
TRG.
Seniors of radio.
TRG.
The Rise Guys Show.
That's great.
God, still going.
And you probably hear TNT and you're like TRG. Oh, wow.
Love
okay.
It.
That's good. That's good. You got a good voice, too.
Thanks. Yeah, it's
sorry.
It's
I was looking at myself
neighbor.
In the mirror, Dan.
does it kind of rub you the wrong way, Dan, or kind of get under your skin if we maybe clown one that might be missing a number or just like?
Not at all. No. I mean,
good.
That just happens. Yeah. Did I miss a number recently?
You did an FOF line number. And it said it so fast. That it sounded like it was given there. And there was one where you gave out the wrong number, which,
it happened.
It was fine. The person enjoyed getting those calls that morning. They said, hey, I made some new friends today. I really did.
God, you got such a great attitude about it, though.
Oh, I know.
I'd have been mad at
you. I tell you, I was expecting a different person.
I was, too.
I don't mean this. You seem like maybe temperamental on email. But I've been told the same thing. And I'm obviously a sweetheart.
Yeah, maybe I've been more temperamental in the past, probably some things happen over the course of a couple of decades that maybe mellow you out a little bit, or realize it's not that deep. So, but it's I've been listening to you guys for a long time, and you're just like your show has changed. My life has changed a lot. I know my ex-wife used to sing a lot of the tracks, and she's not doing them anymore.
I didn't say
but
that.
But now,
I feel the same way. You don't talk about.
I don't want to bring it up.
Yeah, so. Yeah. That's nice of you to do
that.
But I was curious.
Well, and now my niece is old enough to sing on some of this stuff, so I asked her to come do me a favor and come in and sing, and yeah. she enjoys it. She likes to getting the experience, really, mm-hmm. and she likes singing too. So we have music in the family, so that's nice.
I for real, like for everybody listening, he does this just as a fan and just like does these. So I'm saying to you right now, that are listening, what are you doing to contribute to the
exactly.
show? You know, if you could write songs and send funny jokes and stuff. But no, seriously, you're very talented at what you do, and I like
we love
real.
When they pop up when we see there's a song, we love it, man. We
appreciate
play.
The hell out of it, really, really do.
Well, I appreciate you guys giving me an outlet to be creative. You know, I don't get other opportunities too often to be creative with my job and stuff. So this it allows me to kind of do what has always been a love of mine, which is to write parody songs just thanks for giving me an outlet to be able to get some of this stuff out there. And it's fun to be on the radio. You guys probably know that.
Yeah. Oh, it's so fun. We love it.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, before we go, is there maybe we can rejoin with this one or something when we come back? Do you have a personal favorite of yours that you've contributed over the years? Of your own personal one?
Oh. Well, do you know what I really enjoyed putting? I forget which exact songs we did, but when we took the sound of your cow mooing and put that into songs that sounded like the moo, I thought those were fun.
Yeah, that's good.
Those were fun to do. As I said, Tongue Punch My Fart Box still comes into my head sometimes. Thanks. Unfortunately, I'll be sitting at the grocery store. And all of a sudden, I'll start singing that song.
Right.
And,
I know. Hey, listen, man, we appreciate you so much. And I hope you have a great weekend. And don't be a stranger, okay?
Of course. Yeah, no, I'll always be sending you guys songs as long as I'm on this earth.
Hell yeah.
Thank you, Dan. We appreciate it, man. Have a good weekend.
Wow, that's fun.
All right, bye. Yeah, we'll get him back on, too.
Yeah. That guy's talented. I wish I could do stuff like that.
John, I did not expect... an upbeat Dan. I thought he'd be kind of downtrodden.
Like, I didn't either.
If your ears had an ass, they'd be kicking it right now. Ow! The Rise Guys Morning Show.